So we're going to start a short meditation. And I got a permission from Tara, I can do my way. So, please come back your mind. Use the mindfulness of body. Feel your physical body, that you have a body here. I'm not asking your mind to feel the body. Your feeling need to feel your body. And mind knows the feeling is feeling the body. The solid ground, the structure, the environment, just feel it, just notice by your feeling. And mind knows that you're noticed by the feeling. Don't squeeze your mind. Don't squeeze your mind. Just be aware of that feeling of the body. The next mindfulness of feeling, the inner feeling of the body or sensation. Pleasant, unpleasant, just feel that. Emotions or mood, just feel that. And your mind knows that you are feeling that. You're not blocking any of the feeling or sensation, or you're not trying to capture joyful, happy feeling. Any feeling comes, it's okay. Next is the mindfulness of mind or mindfulness of thought. Any thought movement, just noticed. Any commentary are you giving to the feeling, just be aware. Don't stop the commentary or don't make it more. Just bear notice the commentary. No judgment. No reified. Any kind of feeling or emotion comes, don't block or don't go into it. Just be the space. openness, the space behind the cloud. The feeling and thoughts are the transitory cloud. Beautiful, ugly, no matter what. No judgment. Don't suppress or don't hold on. That is called mindfulness of space. Don't hold on space. Don't frozen the space. Space is not the object of meditation. It is the place of being. Totally being. Not holding on anything. Don't hold on. Beautiful cloud is still cloud. Don't hold on. Absence of thought is still grasping. Okay, I will do my way. You have to look at me. Can you open your eyes? You have no choice. You have to look at me. I don't have a six pack, but you still have to look at me. So, we will do a small exercise that we can, all the grasping, the hope, and fear, all the luggage we carry so many years. So please, I'd like you to drop. So there's a dropping exercise, and hopefully you'll land it in the innermost space without grasping to the space. Are you ready? So here, no need serious. The serious part is gone. Now the humor need to start. In order to open up, we need humor. Okay? So relax. First you have to look at me. Don't do it. So the shoulder relax and the hand here. And then look at me, I will do this. I said, don't do it. I asked you to look at me. But I didn't ask you to do it. But it's okay. You did it anyhow. So. Okay, now this one, don't do it. Look properly first. Okay? So, not like this. Not like that. Just, you know, the truckers that carry backpack. So there's two ways of resting. One way of resting is rest with the backpack. Feel good, but behind still there is luggage. It slowly, slowly come back. So the smart way of resting is take off the backpack and then rest. So I know we all have a luggage since childhood. Learn pattern baggage and karmic pattern baggage. We have two. So if you can, both, but not let it go the learn human patterns come from childhood until now, with based on cause and condition, circumstance, many layers of fixation. So I want you to drop that and then just be in the space. No need to know whether this is inner space or not. Don't worry about it. Just be. When you're being on your bed, you don't think it's bad or not bad. You don't hold on it. You just be on your bed, relax. So you have to be into the inner space, but your mind might give you a trouble. In the mind database, the inner space was not installed. So you ask your mind to intellectual, is that inner space? Is this openness already gone? Because the mind might say, I don't know, it looks good, but I don't know, I don't think so. So no commentary, no confirmation, nothing. Just be it. Just be. I think afraid of space. So please don't identify it. Oh, yeah, this is inner space. Oh, this is not space. Is this space or not? That means you're asking your cognitive-based intellectual mind. You're asking from that kind of source. But that mind, no idea about inner space. You know, once, if you've been there many, many times, the intellectual mind might have data, or inner space itself will grow six-pack. And that six-pack will confirm, yes, that is inner space, in the feeling level, not so much in the thinking level. Okay? Are you... Why not? So, okay? Okay, now we do together. One, two. Okay, not too long. If too long, you like to reify that state. As a lamp job, as a state. The innermost space is not the state, it's a being place. Okay? So please don't drop like this. That is, I usually call peaceful cow meditation. When I was in Nepal sometime, restless speed. I want to finish something. So I go to my workplace. Middle of the road, few cows gather together, completely at ease, relaxed, and changing their food. Many car go this way, some car coming this way, people, human, chicken, dog, everything, but no destruction. 100% economity. So please don't drop there if you can. But if you first, maybe no choice, drop there. Also quite good for the subtle body, because your mind is not tuning. Okay? So one more time, if you can, right after dropping, and be with the alert. Alertness and freeing without luggage in the subtle body. And there is your home, as British say. Your home is this open place. And be there without no fear, no rejection, no halting, no yes, no all these things, no necessary. Just drop everything and you land it into this openness, which is no beginning, no end, no center, no fringe, just like open. And that means open heart and open mind. Okay, one more time. In this open inner space is allowing the sensation, the sensory objects, information, mood, thought, feeling, everything can come within that inner space. But the space is the host of all of this. Without grasping, without rejecting, just everything allow within that openness. And you know, thought comes, thought go, feeling comes, feeling go. But you are not reified with that cloud. Okay, one more time. Too long, then it becomes frozen. It becomes frozen space rather than fluidity space. No dance. You know, the dance are the dancers are the thought and emotions, feeling. But if you your room become frozen, the dancer cannot dance in the room. For example, the beautiful open space, and the dancers start to come in, but the space become frozen. Nothing there except frozen. The dancer cannot move. So that means you're blocking the thought, but you are stuck or glued by space. And space become the object. So there's a fluidity, openness, humor, coming and going. I know you like to make sure that you don't have any thought. I love thought. I love emotion. Why not? Thought and emotion has its own right to come, but we have right to not to hold it. You know, we talk about human rights, emotional and thoughts right. And I have my own right to not to hold on it. I don't need to listen whatever thoughts and emotion ask me to do it. I have my own right to not to hold. And thoughts and emotion has own right to come. Why not? So if you make it frozen space, actually you are threatening the thought and emotion to not to come. You are not welcoming. If you are not welcoming, somehow you are secretly under the table, you are threatening to unpleasant thought and emotion. And they want to come more. There's no self-liberation. If you want self-liberation, you'll be the best expensive, like a completely openness host that can host everything, thought and emotion and good and bad, and don't judge, don't push. Be your home is that space. And there's no reifier I is holding on anything. Ego here, the reified ego also finds his own home. And ego also can rest. And all the dancers from different countries can dance in your mind without accident, without injury. Okay, one more time. Hi, 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 hi. Okay. What you see here is bare clarity, cognizant, with inseparable, with openness. That's it. Nothing is there. If we can rest in that state, slowly, slowly, the intrinsic, basic warmth of our well-being, which is, I call, essence love, will come out of that, without the layers. The child heart, ready to love, but you are not loving to anyone. It's just experience of love, not based on object, just experience. The center of the emotion is this essence of love. With the openness of the innermost space, it's a holding of providing the freedom to the essence love. Just feel the well-being, not because of something, not because of chocolate, not because of pizza, just well-being. Not chopped up. Instead of fear, the fear is center of our feeling. Why not we invite this openness with essence love? And this essence love is the home of feeling. Non-grasping open space is the home of the mind. If you can, open eyes. If you cannot, close eyes also can. All the senses are open. No need to be afraid. Once you can rest in this inner space, connected with the essence love, everything can come and go. The fearless start to happen. Noise is okay. Light is okay. Dark is also okay. Good mood is okay. Unhappy mood is also okay. your ego start to reify it, start to hold on it, aware of that. And if you can, drop into the openness of space. Don't space out. Open it, but full, attentive, life, open. Without base, you will know, you will see, you will feel. Not from ego, fixation, and seeing the world. That openness in Buddhist teaching called emptiness. Thank you. Sorry about my way of doing half guiding, half talking.